Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debrief, October 7, 2025. Some breaking news here from just 2 minutes ago. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Chargers are trading with the Ravens for edge rusher Adafe Owe, which I find would be pretty interesting to listeners because this isn't just some scrub player getting traded. This is a selling point of sorts for the Ravens. It makes me wonder, is the Jackson injury worse than originally anticipated? Because why else would the Ravens, who are struggling on defense as is, trade away somebody that could get after the quarterback?
The Chargers need him because no Khalil Mack. So they've been hit by the injury bug, but that's what presumably he would be in there to do. That was my first thought, Don. And he's coming off a 10-sack season, Owe is, but he hasn't done anything this year. No sacks, one tackle for loss. Pony off the air said he stinks, which might be an accurate representation of the player at this point in time. But my first thought was, do they know something that they're not saying, which I'm sure they do to some extent, about how bad this hamstring is for Jackson? Because if he's going to be out 8 weeks, the ultimate smart franchise would just say, we're not winning without him. We might as well trade off some tradable assets and get some picks. I mean, that's, to me, that's like a Howie Roseman move. That is a DaCosta move.
Wait, did Donnie say what they're getting back? I might have missed that.
I have not seen
it. I didn't see that in the initial tweet. Is that out there?
I haven't seen it yet. No, my thing on this trade is, I think it's...
Here it is. Here, I got it.
You got it?
Alohi Gilman in a 2026 fifth going to the Ravens, Owe in a Rams seventh. So the Rams 7th, or I guess Schefter means the Chargers 7th, but that's what the trade is. He just retweeted it, or he just put it out there.
I think it's a way of trying to send a statement to that locker room, too. Like, no one's safe here. There's no sacred cows. No one's playing well, so all moves are on the table. I think that the Ravens, in addition to having all of those injuries, have a Matt Canada-sized problem at defensive coordinator. Zach Orr's been bad for 2 years. He was so bad last year that they had to bring Dean Pease out of retirement.
Oh, and Mike
and Tomlin talked
that.
About the Dean Pease effect and how we kept seeing Pease all over their defense. and seriously, and how what a big difference it made between the first time they played the Ravens and the second two times they played them.
I know.
So the guy was bad enough where you had to rehire someone to hold his hand, and now his defense has gone back in the toilet. I get it. There's no Roquan Smith. There's no Kyle Hamilton. There's no big-time stars there. Matabike is out for the season, too. But it shouldn't be this bad. It shouldn't be so bad that you're playing a Houston team that couldn't block you or me on their offensive line, and C.J. Stroud goes in there and has a career high with 4 passing touchdowns, and it's the most lopsided home loss in Ravens history.
Tony, they're on pace to be the first team ever to give up 600
points
in a season.
Yes.
Literally.
So that's where I would start it. I mean, you could do what you want with Owe trades. I thought he was overrated at Penn State because he got pressures but never got sacks. So you could do all this window dressing. The real problem is probably your coordinator. And I hope I want this to go as long as it can because I don't want the Ravens to get their crap together.
I mean, I would actually say, if you're speaking to, like, specifically about the defense, yeah, I think the coordinator's been really bad. The real problem is they don't have Jackson to overcome these 37-point allowances.
But they really weren't overcoming them before he got hurt anyways.
I mean, they scored 40. Losing 41-40 is a lot different than like 38-30 in a game that wasn't that close, 37-20, 44-10. I mean, when you have Jackson, you have a puncher's chance. But if you don't have Jackson in your defense, is this stinky, then you're going to be in very bad way.
Right, but I'm saying outside of the Bills, where they gagged, they played two legitimate Super Bowl contenders in Kansas City. I know they're 2-3, and the Lions.
And they got
humiliated. Lamar Jackson wasn't enough to overcome their defensive struggles in either one of those games. So they've got deep.
The Chiefs game is, I can't believe I'm saying this, the Chiefs game was the one that got it on my radar, truly. Because until that point, their offense looked like it was in the wilderness somehow. And the Chiefs got right offensively in that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Bad times, no matter what way, I guess my biggest takeaway is no matter what way you want to slice this trade, the fact that it is happening just foretells more bad times there in Baltimore. I mean, it feels like things are crumbling a little bit. Doesn't it feel like there's a comparison you could make a little bit to Penn State and the Ravens? Two teams forecast every year to be one of the ones standing at the end.
Yeah.
Suddenly they're suffering some very bad losses, and suddenly the buzzards feel like they're circling a little bit, other than the Jackson injury not having an analog with Penn State.
And I'm going to pat myself on the back and say I've never wavered on either of those two teams. I've always said the Ravens are not going to win a Super Bowl as long as Lamar Jackson is their quarterback,
mm-hmm.
And I've always said that Penn State's not going to win anything as long as James Franklin's their head coach.
All right, twofold. One, you don't deserve any credit for the Penn State thing because no one's ever believed in them.
Oh, really? Because Pompeiani picked them to win the national championship before the season started, and so did Donnie.
On this, well.
Donnie?
I did. Just trying to help you there. Nobody in this room has ever given them a chance. And the Baltimore thing, I'm not giving on Jackson specifically. I'm not saying he's done to have any chance to win a Super Bowl till he's retired.
Do you think that, in all seriousness, do you think he's going to be an electric runner when he's 34 or 35 years old? And I get it. He is more advanced as a passer than his biggest critics here in Pittsburgh give him credit for. He's not a running back playing quarterback. He is clearly more than that. You don't throw for 40 touchdowns in a season.
I expect the big question, I guess, with him 7 years from now is, will the advancements as a passer continue to such an extreme degree or a significant degree that the threat of him running no longer needs to exist
to
pick teams apart? Well, then you have to ask some of the same questions I would think about Josh Allen, don't you? Who also hasn't won one, because I think they're very similar. I think the threat of Josh Allen taking off and running makes it easier for Josh Allen, the passer, to throw the ball to open people. He's not the same kind of runner, but I mean, that dude bulldozing you for 20 yards
sure. Is
still similar to Lamar dancing
out of bounds. I agree with
that.
I mean, I think Ben diversified his game later and became a better pocket quarterback than he was at the beginning of his career, a lot better.
Yeah, but he was never the kind of runner that either of these guys are.
No, but he was an extend the play guy. He
wasn't. Sure, but that's different than like a team being worried Lamar might run 70 yards on you.
I agree with you on that, actually.
Like, example, Justin Fields clearly never figured out a way and still has never figured out a way to turn that threat of him running into becoming Justin Fields, the very precision passer. Actually, this whole discussion, by the way, even though this team is 2-3, do you want to know what this whole discussion drives home? It is comical, because this team still looks good offensively all of a sudden, that people ever really doubt Mahomes, who did throw one yakker of a pick six yesterday.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
What are you talking about? This is a perfect time to doubt him. He threw an interception that was James Harrison
2.0. I still think they're in the playoffs. I heard Starkey this morning say he thinks that they're probably going to end up in like the AFC title game again. I kind of feel the same way.
Joe has texted me on back-to-back nights when the Bills were playing on Sunday night and when the Chiefs were playing and then losing last night, asking, is this all going to be the Chiefs hosting the AFC Championship game yet again?
Well, they'd really have to get their ass in gear to host it. because they've got a losing record through five games. They would need a one seed or somebody like that to lose, which I guess is always possible.
I think they got to figure out potentially a looming Denver Broncos problem.
I was just going to say, Joe is also the guy that keeps predicting the Broncos to win the AFC West. And to be honest with you,
he did actually,
good time to say it because they just beat Philadelphia.
He did actually say in the course of his show this morning, I was listening, that he thinks the Broncos might be like the best team in the AFC. And if their offense keeps trickling in the right direction, it does not seem insane.
Well, I think there's a clear-cut best team in the AFC right now, but nobody believes in them because of who their quarterback is.
Dan Dimes.
The Colts have been the best team through five games.
Second-ranked offense, third-ranked
defense. Not even close. They've got a running back that's had 2-3 touchdown games. When they've ran into bad teams, they haven't just beaten them, they've destroyed them.
Hammered by the Rams offensively, not in terms of final score, but almost 470 yards. Broncos, it was a squeaker. Yeah, I think good teams crush bad teams, and they've played three bad ones and crushed them.
They lost a game on the road to the Rams because Daniel Jones threw two interceptions that were bad ones, and A.D. Mitchell pulled a fumble at the goal line.
Mercado. You know what? While we're on the subject,
how does that keep happening?
You told me that your strategy for Survivor Leagues, which I decided to adopt in one of my leagues where I still had one of my two entries left, was pick whoever's playing the Titans.
Yep.
And you know, I almost texted you yesterday or 2 days ago and said, Pony, great strategy. We're on cruise control here. And then the Cardinals picked maybe the most pathetic, worst way to lose a football. I cannot remember a team with a worse loss. DeMercado and then the holy roller going the wrong way for a... I want to swear right now, I'm so mad.
They had like three things happen in that game that could have been DeMercado, the fumble,
and then what was
the other snap
one
off Kyler's face?
Yeah. Yep.
I know it didn't lead to a Titans score, I don't think, but still very funny. They had to take him into the locker room thinking that it would be a concussion.
Not very funny. That crushed my soul.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.